Goodbye Shyness. Brian had always done very well at school. He had gotten good records since he entered high school, but he was never very social. He had done many things to make more friends. He went to class early and stayed later, and went to school sports events too. However, they never turned out the way he wanted them to. He had never done any sports as a child, so he wasn't good at playing sports. He was very weak and had breathing problems. Every time he went to a party, he did the same thing he had always done. He sat by himself in the corner and left when he thought no one was looking. It was finally time for him to go to college. He graduated high school at the top of his class. His classmates knew him for being smart, but not social. His university, which was the top in America, had many people just like him. Brian just didn't know where to find them. Like Brian, they had also done the same thing. They had hid themselves. College didn't start any different for Brian. In the winter of his second year of college, his science professor told him to do a group project. Until now, his only friend was his roommate, who loved to go to night parties. His roommate often invited him out, but Brian always made an excuse not to go. His group project not only lasted for one quarter, but for two quarters, which was about half the year. This meant that Brian had to see the same people over and over again. He was never social, so he didn't know what to do. The professor had noticed that the group members were a little quiet in class. After the professor had done the group assignment, Brian met with other members. They decided to meet that night at a coffee shop. During the afternoon, Brian had done his daily routine of doing his homework and his apartment cleaning. After he had done all that, he got ready to meet other members. They met, but the first hour was a little uncomfortable. No one talked very much, and everyone seemed a little nervous. Finally, Brian decided to tell the other members about himself. He said that he was very shy and had always been disgusted at his character. After he had done that, the other members spoke, and they all found out that they had almost the same childhood. From that point, every meeting was great. They had even done other things together, like watch movies or go out to eat. They worked together for the next 6 months. After they had done the group project, they got the best grade in the history of the university. From then, Brian had done many other successful things and went off to start his own company.